Manu Patra alerts dated the 14th of October 2019. Supreme Court has clarified that if the commercial use of goods is by the purchaser himself for the purpose of earning his livelihood by means of self-employment, such purchaser of goods is a consumer. Supreme Court has ruled that the value of software and the concerned services are to be taken as a part of the importation. The court observed that the facts have indicated that software that was embedded through cards in the main unit was not any post-importation activity. Delhi High Court has sought the reply of the AAP government on a Pakistan national's plea against denial of admission to his three children by a state-run school in the city. The court issued notices to the Directorate of Education and the school and asked them to file their replies to the petition, which claims that admission was unjustly denied to his wards. Karnataka High Court has imposed a fine of 1 lakh rupees that would be recovered from the police officers responsible for the 2 FIRs against the admin of a Facebook troll page for trolling the family members of H.D. Devegowda and H.D. Kumaraswamy. Punjab and Haryana High Court has directed the union government and the 2 state governments to take a decision on linking the Aadhaar card with all property transactions by the 31st of October. The order by a division bench came on a public interest litigation that demands identification of properties made in another person's name. Delhi High Court has ordered Ashiat Circus to reveal the whereabouts of a lonely male hippopotamus it is currently holding in isolation, apparently legally. The court, while hearing a petition filed by People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals India, directed the animal rights group to supply a copy of the petition to the circus within a week and directed the circus to file its response within 10 days. Bombay High Court has ruled that it is the fundamental duty of Motor Accident Claims Tribunal to arrive at a proper conclusion and award just and fair compensation. The court concluded that cryptic judgment passed by MACT deserves remand and allowed the appeal of the insurance company. Bombay High Court has observed that the journalists do not enjoy some kind of special privilege or have a greater freedom than others to make imputations or allegations, sufficient to ruin the reputation of a citizen. The court noted that they are in no better position than any other person. Punjab and Haryana High Court has observed that married couple, even if his case of invalid or void marriage or absence of any marriage, cannot be deprived of the fundamental right of seeking protection of life and liberty. The court further noted that it is the bounden duty of the state as per the constitutional obligations casted upon it to protect the life and liberty of every citizen. Delhi High Court has granted relief to 2 doctors who were denied admission by National Board of Examination on the account of not producing the original copy of their MBBS degree at the time of counselling. Delhi High Court has ruled that ensuring at least 1 central school in each taluka and having common syllabus for all schools is a policy decision that needs to be taken care of by the government and not by the courts. Bombay High Court has directed the police to register a case and investigate allegations against the management of a sugar factory in Ahmednagar, which is run by Radhakrishna Vikhe Patil, State Cabinet Minister for Housing, for allegedly diverting funds procured as a result of a farmer loan waiver scheme floated by the state government. Karnataka High Court has ruled that an employee cannot seek benefit of acquittal in the criminal case so as to quash the order passed by the disciplinary authority while rejecting an appeal filed by the police constable of the Karnataka State Reserve Police. Kerala High Court has ruled that CCTV footage of a crime is not a material object and therefore the accused is entitled to receive a copy if it is per Section 207 of the Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973. Delhi High Court has granted relief to an employee of a fertilizer public sector unit who was required to pay 3 months' salary in lieu of the notice period. The court issued a writ of mandamus to the company and directed it to release the outstanding dues of the petitioner without insisting for any 3 months' notice pay in lieu of any notice period. Bombay High Court has rejected a plea by a US-based IT professional that if an incident of domestic violence has occurred in the United States, a magistrate in Mumbai has jurisdiction to try the complaint and it is not time-bound. National Green Tribunal, NGT, has rejected a plea seeking review of its order refusing permission for registration of diesel vehicles of the Special Protection Group, SPG. The court said the permission cannot be granted in view of the Supreme Court order that no new diesel vehicles can be registered in Delhi. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has ruled that pendency of a suit filed by the corporate debtor against a financial creditor cannot restrain it from starting insolvency proceedings under Section 7 of Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, 2016. The tribunal also reiterated that pre-existing dispute cannot be a subject matter of Section 7, although it may be relevant under Section 9 of IBC.